Today at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, competitors from across North America will vie for fame and fortune. Fortune being relative, $2,000. The title at stake, America's Best Grocery Bagger. Sandstone, Minnesota has just one grocery store, yet that store is a breeding ground for expert paper or plastic baggers. Catherine Winter of American Public Media caught up with this year's state champ while he was in training for today's Las Vegas championship.
At Chris's Foods in Sandstone, everybody's pitching in during an afternoon rush. The cashiers are joking with the customers. The baggers are packing up bananas and bread and milk.
Plastic's fine.
The bags say, home of Minnesota's best baggers, with a list of names. Nine guys from this store have won the state grocery bagging contest. John Sandell is the assistant manager.
What we do is we hold a store contest, and then the kid that wins at the store will work with him to get him ready for the state contest. We'll practice with them in timing.
The contestants are judged on speed, how they build the bags, appearance, and style. In past years, John Sandell has trained the champions, and he's taken them on in the store's own contest.
See, the thing was in years past, I've beaten the kids that have gone on to win state. So I told them that when I turned 50, I would do it because I would get sympathy points for my age.
John Sandell went to state and won. This afternoon, he'll compete for the national title in Las Vegas. He says he's not a guy who gets excited about stuff, but he has been training.
We practice in the back here.
The baggers keep a box of practice groceries and a stopwatch in the break room.
It's assorted canned goods, pickles, eggs, what do we got? Seasoning, paper towels, stuffing. There's loaves of bread, spaghetti sauce, canned spaghetti. It'll be laid out on the table like that, and you're allowed two bags. You know, they'll give you a start.
It's sort of like watching a pro athlete perform. Really. John Sandell does things automatically that an amateur would have to think about. He makes the bags stable and tidy. He tucks a seasoning packet between two jars so they won't break. In seconds, he has two neat bags with the light bulbs on top.
Then you raise your hands when you're done.
John Sandell has been bagging since he was a kid. He used to own his own grocery store. He says 34 years of experience is what makes him fast.
It's important to keep things flowing, keep people moving. You know, nothing irritates people more than having to stand in line.
Sandell's boss, Craig Thorvig, says this kind of customer service is what his store does better than those swanky big city stores with their lobster tanks and their espresso bars. He says his workers do a good job because they're bagging groceries for people they know by name. And now that baggers from the store have won the state contest 5 years in a row, they're really competitive.
Last year for the store contest, we had high school students it was their day off. They would come in and work for free, practicing bagging customers' groceries to get ready for the contest.
Craig Thorvig himself won the state contest when he was in high school and his dad ran the store. He came in third at nationals, giving him the store's top finish to date. He has high hopes for John Sandell, because bagging seems to be one thing you get better at with age. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Winter.
Yeah.